The Bird Show.
All right, Jeff. I see somebody on hold on 5. I just don't know if we need to fire up the voice discussion.
I'm assuming that's her. I got weirded out because I went to get her phone number from Tracy and the door was closed. And that means she's
pump.
Stop.
Pump.
I can't even go near the office when that's happening.
Because Tracy's still breastfeeding, so
Stop.
She's pumping.
If she closes the door and all the blinds are closed so you can't see in, obviously.
Yeah.
And
we're so never... that means that she's sucking the milk out of breast.
Stop!
She's breastfeeding in the office.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Nothing.
Boom, boom.
I'm trying
boom,
to instant boom. Messenger right now.
Tracy's milk is coming out.
You want to pick up 5?
I'll just ask her.
She's milking herself.
Is that the name of her elf? Milk yourself.
Milk yourself, oh, elf.
Milk your
I
elf.
Thought she was in there pumping the other day, and then I heard Jeff's voice, and I'm like, wow, they have really gotten close.
She has a specific Snuggie for that. When Jeff and her have to have a meeting and she has to pump.
Will you stop putting me in that
the
world?
The breastfeeding like Snuggie with flap. Oh, my God. They're
going to so do that.
That's a brilliant idea.
Like
Pat
it.
Met.
Okay.
Got it.
I'll call Snuggie today.
Good morning, Paula. You are on The Voice Disguiser.
Oh, good. Hi. Good Hi. Morning.
Hi, Paula.
How are you today?
I have a problem, okay. So I could be better.
Well, the floor is yours. Go for it.
I'm in a relationship that's going very well. We've been together for about a year and a half, and I have a strong feeling that there is a proposal coming up during the holidays. Mm-hmm. I've had a few hints, which I would absolutely love. I mean, this guy is the love of my life, and I want to marry him, so that's all great. The problem is the entire relationship has been based on a little bit of a lie, which...
A little bit of a lie.
The entire relationship based on a little lie.
Just a little one.
Entire relationship.
What did
I
you...
didn't realize that it was such a big deal until recently, but now I'm freaking out.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what this is. Because there is a scenario that's playing in my mind where I can sort of understand it. First start going out. You're not looking to the future.
Yeah, right.
Why not just get through this? I'll lie a little bit. I'm not going to see this guy, but for 3 weeks.
What happened was...
You see?
What had happened was...
So, before we got together, my boyfriend was... he was previously engaged to another woman, mm-hmm. and she cheated on him, and she broke his heart. I mean, their wedding was entirely planned when mm-hmm. he found out, and mm-hmm. they had to call the wedding off just a month before... the wedding, you know, they lost a lot of money. I mean, it was a big fiasco. And a mutual friend, you know, a friend of mine thought that I would be absolutely perfect for this guy and wanted to set us up. So she got this wacky idea in her head to sort of set us up by telling him that I was going through a similar situation as like a way to pique his interest in me. So... basically, you know, she said, you know, I know this girl. I think you two would really hit it off. You know, she went through something very similar. She was engaged. She was cheated on. They broke up. So, you know, it wasn't me who told the lie in my defense a little bit. Mm-hmm. It wasn't me who told the lie to begin with. It was this friend. But he kind of entered into dating me, you know, thinking that we had this thing in common that we did not have in common.
Well, let me ask a question. So, okay, it's one thing for him to have that perception. Did you all have intimate, deep conversations about the emotions that come from such turmoil? Like, did you have conversations about your being cheated on?
Yes. At the beginning of the relationship, when we were first getting to know each other, we did have those kinds of conversations. Mm.
So he's like, this hurts so bad. And you're like, oh, I know. I can't get over it either.
Oh,
like,
God.
I mean, I tried to always kind of steer the conversation a little bit, you know, away from that or, you know, try not to.
It's too painful. I don't want to talk about it
any more than I had to just keep things going. But
I can't bear to drag up
really
these made-up memories.
The relationship. And now, you know, it's a non-issue. I mean, for the past year, we haven't talked about it. It hasn't come up. It's just really a thing of the past. So it's not something that I even think about anymore. But then it sort of resurfaced recently.
Oh, how?
I am nervous. We were visiting some old friends of his from high school. We went back to his hometown. He was introducing me to people he knew as, you know, a child. And we were at a bar one night with some old buddies of his, and they were, you know, asking about how we met. And he went into this long story about how, you know, we were so perfect. It was so meant to be because we both just lost our fiancés and, you know, had been cheated on. And
oh,
we both got this exact same experience.
Oh,
and,
God.
Like, you know, like how significant that was to him. And I just didn't realize, I guess, that he felt that that was like such a strong thing drawing us together. You know, like I had sort of forgotten about it almost in this weird way. And I think that he's like basing a lot of our whole relationship on that fact. And now I don't know what to do.
It's the lie of destiny.
Mm.
The lie that brought them together.
Oh, wouldn't it be a lie of fate, though, because it was a negative thing?
Well, we'll find out. If he breaks up with her, it's the lie of fate.
It's on the same timeline as Duhamel. He's got 48 hours.
You can't keep it going, though, because if you guys actually go through with it and get married, he's going to meet your family. And it's going to come up with one of your family members. Like, yeah, I know she was engaged before, but I'm going to make it right this time. And your family's going to be like, what?
Huh?
She was engaged to who? We didn't know about that.
Didn't even think about that.
Oh, God. I know. It just seems so, like, simple at the beginning and just, like, this not a big deal and this non-issue that just would really, like, fade away.
Well,
and it did fade away until, you know, recently.
My gut instinct says to come clean with him, and I think he's going to be a little bit upset by the whole thing, but it's certainly, you know, I don't think it's a breakupable offense.
I thought the same thing until she just said what he said to his friends.
I say get your girlfriend, whoever told you this guy the lie, get her to tell him.
No way.
Yes, way. You've got to tell.
No, because she had conversations with him about it. You need to stick to instant message conversations.
Get your friend to tell him.
Blame your friend.
Well, it's her fault. She started it.
No, but she continued it.
We will take your calls, your advice calls. 404-741-Q100 for Paula. So,
oh, God.
Yeah, her whole relationship is based on sort of this foundation of a lie. He gets broken up with by a girl who he's engaged to that cheated on him, and Paula's friend tells him that, oh, you know what? I've got a girlfriend that's going through the exact same thing. You should meet her. You got this in common. And it was a lie, and Paula kept the lie going through the months. And now they're a year and a half into the relationship, and it looks like they're about to get engaged, and she's not sure she should come clean with this guy or not. So what to do?
Get it. The Bird Show.